Amen. What are you expecting tonight? What are you expecting? You know, you need to get to expecting something for yourself. Amen. You'll never have anything unless you start expecting it to happen. All right?
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Amen. You got to expect it. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we just thank you right now for who you are. That you're the living God, the true God. There is no other God but you. But you're more than God to me. You're my Father. You're Abba, Daddy. You're the creator of heaven and earth, and you call me your very own. You watch over me like a hen watches over her chick. You're always with me. Never leave me or forsake me. Where I go, you go.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. You're there with me. You're there with me.
Hallelujah.
Always with me, Father God. Hallelujah. How good it is. That's true. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, you said as the Father sent you, so you send me in power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, I know as I move, you'll be there to fulfill the call of God on my life. You'll be there to do it. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Hallelujah.
You know, I prayed in that prayer one time, and there at the end where I said, you know, Holy Spirit, I know when I move, you'll be there to fulfill the call of God on my life. And I changed it. I said, Holy Spirit, you move and I'll be there. How many of y'all like that?
Yeah.
Raise your hand.
Yeah,
you like it?
First. Yeah.
Said, he's, you know, you move Holy Spirit and I'll be there.
Yeah.
And I get a check in my spirit. And I did that a couple of times. And finally I said, Lord, what's the deal? When you get a check, that means you're going the wrong way. And he said, the Holy Spirit's not sent to do it. The Holy Spirit sent to do it when you move.
He's our helper.
He's a helper.
Yeah.
If you never step out, you'll never see the Holy Spirit move. You know, it sounds good. You know, you're waiting for the Holy Spirit so you can follow him. Praise God. Amen. Amen. But it's up to you. That's the same. That's how you got born again. You stepped out. Amen. Well, the rest of it works the same way.
That's right.
Rest of it works the same way. You know, people say, and I hear them, and don't misunderstand what I'm saying, but they say, you know, if you'll do your part, God will do the rest. How many of y'all believe that?
Yeah.
All right, what's your part? You ever wondered about that? Huh? What's your part?
You gotta do the believing.
That's it. That's all it is to it. It's do the believing.
That's
confessing and believing. See, but we get to thinking if I go out here and do certain things, then God will do the rest of it. Amen? But all you have to do is believe God. If you believe God.
If I go out here and press God, he'll do something.
Yeah. No, see, and people say that, you know. Praise God. Here about a year ago, I was in a meeting, and it was a church of God. And the Spirit of the Lord came up in me, and when you say certain things in certain churches, it don't go over too hot. But thank God this was a church of faith. I mean, they were a church of faith. But the Spirit of the Lord came up in me, and he said, you're the master of your dominion.
Amen.
You're the master of your dominion.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Always remember that you are the one that is the master of your dominion. The Lord told me one day, he said, the only thing that doesn't have to obey me, there's only one thing upon this earth that does not have to obey God, and that's you, man in the flesh. But once you die, you will obey him. If you're doomed for hell, you will go to hell. If you're going to heaven, you will go to heaven. You will obey him. But in the flesh, you don't have to. He's made you a master over your own dominion. But there's not three powers in this earth. There's two. There's God's power, and there's the power of the world or the power of the enemy. So you might be the master of your dominion, but you put your dominion under one of those powers.
That's right. Amen.
Okay? Amen. Look with me right quick to Proverbs. If people would get a hold of this, it would make them watch what they say. Amen? It'd make them watch what they say. In Proverbs, the 18th chapter, excuse me, 18:21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it will eat the fruit thereof. Now, where's death and life at?
Power of the tongue.
In the power of the tongue, or in your mouth. You said in your mouth. But in, so death and life is in your power. Okay? And what you speak out is what you're going to eat the fruit thereof.
Amen.
You understand that? And a lot of things we need to change our way of thinking. Amen. See? We were talking about that today. See, the Bible tells me over in the New Covenant that I'm a king and a priest. Won't you do me a favor? Would you stand up right here, this lady in the green? Take your Bible. Stand up. Go right over there. I can't see you. I keep trying to see her, and I can't see her. The other guy back here is far. Yeah, he's big. But we have to start understanding who we are. See, if you've never read the Bible, you know the reason that he gets so excited about this thing is because the Word's alive in him. If you're not excited about the Word of God, and I'm not talking about all of it, there's probably some that he's, he doesn't know, and I don't know, but you're excited about it. It's alive. Why? Because the Word of God is alive. You understand it? It's alive. It's full of life. It's got the Zoe life of God. Amen. That's the reason Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Because that life, that Zoe life, feeds your life. See, you've been born of God. You've been born of Zoe life. In John 10:10, where it says, the thief cometh not before to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that you might have life. A lot of people take that as just finances or something like that. But what he's talking about, he has come to give you his life.
That's right. God
kind of life. Yeah. You've been born of God.
That's right.
Is this your son?
My nephew.
All right. Your son? All right, now what makes him a human? Well, it's what you are. If you were a dog, he'd be a dog. You understand what I'm saying? Well, what makes us, or what makes people in the world sinners, is because they've been born of the devil. See, Adam was the first person to be born again. He was born again backwards. It's child of the devil. You were born again into the kingdom. You, what is he talking about being born again? You're born of the Spirit. You have the same nature of your father. That's the reason Jesus looked at the Pharisees and he says, you're of your father, the devil. Well, you're of your father, God. You're born of God. You need to get that mentality and start understanding who you are.
Amen.
See, you're not just an old person walking down this road here or walking in the world. You're a person you are a son of the living God, or daughter, just all together. Son of the living God, and you're walking with God Almighty inside of you. You know the song, Holy Ground? You are standing on holy ground. You know why you can sing that? That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. It's holy. Amen. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You're the holiness of God in Christ Jesus. How can it get any holier or righteous?
That's right.
You understand that? Amen. And the church, see, has been, you know, the church mostly deals with behavior. Behavior. Stop your smoke. I had a guy tell me, if you won't smoke, won't dope, won't run around on your wife and go to church for 10 years and beg God, you might get saved. Well, I didn't want to quit smoking. I didn't want to quit doping. I didn't want to stop running around on my wife. Amen. I didn't want to go to church for sure. Amen. You know, and I really didn't care if I got saved or not. Amen. You understand that? That's right. That's right. If I'd have quit all that, my gracious, God would come and said, "Oh, come here, boy. I got to talk to you." No. Praise God. But we have to start understanding who we are. Okay? You are a king and a priest. Let me share. He moved you out of the kingdom of darkness. Look with me right quick to Colossians. If you'll get a hold of this stuff and start walking in it and seeing who you are, you'll start taking control of the enemy. See, he has no authority over you. Alright? He has no authority over you. Now he gets it over you with pride. See, your biggest problem is not the devil. Your biggest problem is you. There's 17 acts of the flesh in the Bible. 17 acts of the flesh. 17 acts of the flesh. And one devil. Who do you think most of your problem is? Huh? Pride, arrogance, anger. You know what I'm saying? Selfishness, envy, all this other stuff. See? But as we start understanding these things, the more we're walking. Colossians 1 says, 1:13, He has delivered us. Who has? God. God has delivered us. Has. What is that? Past tense, present tense, or future? Past tense. Already happened. It's already happened. He has delivered us out of the kingdom of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of His dear Son. We moved out of one kingdom into another kingdom. The Bible tells us that we have laws in our kingdom. Amen? He said, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me free from the law of sin and death. So the law that governs my new kingdom is the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. You understand that? I'm no longer a part of the law of sin and death. Why? Because I don't live in that kingdom anymore. But I'm still the master of my kingdom. I'm the master of my domain. So if I put my domain under the influence of the world, I say what the world has to say about me, what the enemy has to say about me, and what have you, I'm over here and I'm back in that old kingdom under its laws. You understand that? The laws of a certain cancer, you know, the laws in the old kingdom, you're a dead person. But you can turn around and use the laws of the kingdom and you can refute that, praise God, and you'll live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. You understand that? If you do certain things, if you give in the old kingdom, praise God, you give all the time, you'll go broke. But in this kingdom, if you'll give, it's given back to you good measure, pressed down, shaken together. But you have to have that coming out your mouth. Now, you don't give everything away, but I mean, that's what you're expecting. It's God to bless you back, show you how to be blessed. Do you understand that? We live in a different kingdom under different laws. But most Christians, even though they've moved over into this kingdom, still go back into the old kingdom all the time. They live by the dictates of the world, what the world has to say to them. See. Whom the Son has set free is what?
Free indeed.
Well, why do we go back into bondage? Paul says, don't be yoked again under bondage. Why do we go back into bondage? It's with our mouths. We go right back into a bondage, see? A fear. And all this other junk. Amen? But He transferred us out of one kingdom into another kingdom. The kingdom of His dear Son. The old kingdom, the laws that governed that was what? Sin, sickness, and poverty. The new kingdom, the laws that govern that is righteousness, health, and prosperity. So how can I be sick if I don't live in the kingdom of sickness? You understand that? But I have to refute it. I have to speak what I want. I have to keep my dominion under God's power, under His anointing. He said, how can two walk along, walk together unless they agree? I got to agree with God to walk with God. If I agree with the devil, I'll walk with the devil. You understand that? You know, we get in this thing at Christian that people are acting just like the world. And when you start thinking about it, they're smoking, they're doping, they're running around and stuff. No. You start having a layoff at a plant. And a Christian over there, or a sinner over there, say, man, if they lay us off, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to lose everything. A Christian right beside him say the same thing. I'll lose it all. Why? What happened to my God supplies all your need according to His riches and glory? You can have what you say.
Amen.
You know, I was up in, Rockford, Illinois, and, they were having a layoff at a plant there. 1,500 people being going to be laid off. And it's a little woman, a black woman. She is a woman, plus she is black. Amen, you know. You know, I mean, if you really want to just get in problems, you just get in the right place at the right and wrong time. You're getting, and they were going to have a layoff, and she is right in the middle of it. And she told me and her pastor, she said, I won't be laid off. I'll get a promotion. She won't get laid off. She'll get a promotion. That's all. And her pastor told me. He said, that's all that comes out of her mouth. And he's in agreement with it. He's a faith man. I'm in agreement with it. Yeah! Praise God. You can have it if you want it. Where's death at? Where's death at? Where's life? Whose choice is it? We're going to speak what? Death? Or life? That's right. That's right. It's up to you. Well, she started speaking life. Amen? And you know what? She even told her boss that, the foreman of her, down there, and he told her, he said, you're nuts. You're going to be laid off. Well, you know what? She got a promotion. That's the truth. That's not an exaggeration. She's still working there. She got a promotion.
Awesome. Looking
for a job. Amen. Woman one day, well, I won't get into that one, but it's strictly up to you what you do. Don't blame it on God or don't blame it on the devil. You start saying what you want. And I know people, you know, we used to back in the 80s, you know, it was real big on saying what you want. And so we got to a point there to where we quit saying it and stuff like that. But what does it say? Life and death is where? So you're either speaking what? You need to watch what you're saying.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now it says believe it in your heart. You need to get it down in your heart. Amen. You need to start speaking it. But you need to think twice before you just start speaking out. You need to start saying what you want. You know what? I found out that the further I, as far as I stretch God, that's how far He'll stretch.
Hallelujah.
If I believe Him, I can't believe Him too far. I'm serious. I cannot believe Him too far. Well, you don't know if God will do it. I tell you, I have never seen the end of that rubber band. He's still out there. You know what I'm saying? Praise God. That's right. That's right. I've never seen. That's right. He put His word out there, and you know He doesn't lie, does He?
That's right.
Look with me right quick to Ephesians. Yeah, we need to realize that. See, people think me and my wife are nuts, but you know we believe God on things, and you know we're growing in areas. We're like everybody else. We're all growing. And amen. Amen. But in I love this scripture right here in Ephesians 3:20. It says, "Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us." Amen? According to the power that works in us. He can do abundantly above all I can think or ask. You can't even think that big. That's the reason that rubber band I never got to the end of. I can't even think that far. That's right. That's right. He'll add some more on there. It doesn't make any difference. You know, when I was a kid, we used to put rubber bands together and you'd have one a mile long. You could stretch that thing a mile and a half. That's kind of like God. You get out there about close to the end, he just adds some more on there. Amen. There's nothing impossible to you if you'll believe God. In his word. There's nothing impossible to him. Nothing. And we put boundaries on him. Well, I don't know if he'll do it. You know, I found I've only had him when I was young, one time, tell me that I could not. It wasn't that I couldn't believe it. Yeah, I could believe it, but he didn't want me to go that way because it was a dangerous situation there for me to believe. It wasn't right, in other words. But I have never since then ever had him tell me that I couldn't believe that. If he'll put a check in my spirit, I know I'm not to go. You know, I've gone something. But I'm going to tell you something. You can't out-believe God. You can stretch him. You can stretch him. I mean, if he can take my cousin's grandfather, or my cousin's father on the other side, you know, he couldn't read, could not read. And he got born again. And he went to God and he said, "Oh God, I want to be able to read your word." That man could read the word of the living God. Couldn't read a newspaper, but he could read the word of the living God. Amen?
Amen.
That's impossible, but he could do it. He could read it. King James. I can't hardly read that myself. You know what I'm saying? He could read it. Amen. Couldn't read nothing. Couldn't even read his name, I don't think. He could read the Word of God. So you can't outstretch God. I want to see y'all get out there and start believing God for bigger things.
That's right. Amen.
You know what Pastor said a while ago? I got thinking one day, why are we letting the devil steal our country? Just start binding that turkey up.
Right.
He's not bigger than the name of Jesus.
That's
Did you know that?
Hallelujah.
You're like, "Well, I don't know if we can do it." Well, let me tell you something. If he's big enough to whip Jesus' name, a God, maybe we don't have a chance, but I don't think he is.
The most powerful people in the world is the church.
Woo! Yes! Yes!
Hallelujah.
You know why we haven't accomplished what we want to accomplish? Amen. It's because we're sitting over there thinking we're nothings. Oh, sinners saved by grace. You're not an old sinner saved by grace. You were a sinner. You got saved by grace. Now you're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You're seated at the right hand of the Father. That's good news, isn't it?
Huh?
Let me show you something here now. In Ephesians 1 there, 22, and he put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all. Let's go back up. Let's go up around 20. Which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places. Far above all principality and power. Now where's Jesus at? Far above all principality and power. Amen. And power and might and dominion. And every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. You just think about that. And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. All right, now go down here to verse 6. 2:6. And raised us. Who is us?
The church.
The church. Us. Me and you. Now this is where you're at in the spirit world. Amen? Remember this. And raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in who? Where's Jesus at? Right. That's right. You can go right around here and say that. Read that right there. It says, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus far. You know, I was in here one time and I said, you see this yellow on the bottom of my shoe? I said, that's the devil. And your pastor went, whoa, 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 whoa. No, beg your pardon. I'm thinking, what are you at tonight? You probably don't remember that. Yeah. And he said, whoa, 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 whoa. The Bible says we're far above him. How'd that yellow get on the bottom of your shoe?
That's right. The devil can't see my
shoes. That's right. Hallelujah. Praise God. I had to change it. I tell people now, I said, that crazy rascal. He said, whoa. Amen. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. You know, I mean, listen. Woo! Man, we got power over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's the word of God.
That's the word. Praise the Lord. That's enough to make you have a running fit. I'm telling you. But I told you that to tell you one thing. I'm out there at Mark Brzee's church. That's where I was going to church at the time. And I was having a trial. And it had been going on for, I don't know, a week or so. And it was, you know, it was a trial. It was coming against me. And all of a sudden, we're there in praise and worship. And all of a sudden, I went into a vision. And I could see God stand up, and he's behind some banisters. You know, banisters of heaven. You know, the people are looking over the banisters. He's behind some banisters, but they look like them old wood banisters you'd see in a courtroom. You know what I mean? And all of a sudden, his arms went down like that. And they stretched all the way from heaven. Went up underneath my armpits, and I could feel them when they went up under me. I could feel them. This is touchy. I could feel them. And he went, whoop, set me down beside him. He said, ruin rain! Woo! We're not to let the devil put us in the mess.
That's right.
Amen?
Amen.
That's right! Yeah! We need to realize who we are. We're sons and daughters of the Most High God. Creator of heaven. Sickness? What are you talking about? Woo! What are you talking about? Yeah! What are you talking about? Amen! Well, you never know. No, you don't know. I know. Amen. 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 Praise God. You know, Jesus said, I have the authority to lay my life down. I have the authority to take my life up. And he said, if you believe on me, the works that you do, you'll do the same works I do. So I have the authority to lay my life down. I have the authority to take my life up.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory to God.
Amen. We need to start standing up and start getting excited about these things. Start thinking of ourselves. You know, as you know, you take that prince, you know, them little guys over in England, whatever they're called, princes, you know, whatever they call. You know, them boys, they don't even know what it is to not be a ruler. They're probably their whole being is
you're under my feet.
Yeah, you're under my feet. Yeah, 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 yeah. The peasants. You know, we need to get that away about the devil. Not about people. Not about people, but about the devil. That's right. That's right. You know, the Lord one day, he told me, I'll tell you a little story. I'm just getting excited, I tell you. But we need to start ruling and reigning, see. Do it out at home. Do it at these other places. Come in here and get built up and go out there and start doing what the Word said. Read that Word. Start doing what the Word said, you know. One time, the Lord told me, He said, I had a meeting with a pastor out in California, and it was the Lord's first time I was going to go into that church. And the Lord just real easy, you know how He'll tell you, I need to call and change that. Well, I don't like to rock the boat. You know, what's that song? Don't rock the boat. I don't like to rock the boat. I would sing for you, but, anyhow.
Please don't
say that. I know it.
The anointing will live.
What are you talking about? I tell you, people leave too. That's but anyhow, I didn't. I was telling you about something. Anyhow, you know, and anyhow, about 2 or 3 days, you know, he'd deal with me. And my secretary called me, and she said, and the Lord told me a date to call it, to set it, you know, for another one. And my secretary called me, and she said, Brother Rod said, this pastor out there had to cancel that meeting because he's going to be out of country, and it's first time, you're the first time in there, he wanted to be there for it. So I called him, and we were talking, and I said, how about this date, the date that the Lord told me to change it? He said, have you got that date open? I said, yeah. He said, if you'd have called me this morning, I had no idea that you had a date open, you know, that close. I would have booked you in there, but I've already booked somebody in there for that. So, wasn't it I missed God? I just refused to do what He told me to do. Mm-hmm. But see, that still doesn't bother God. Still doesn't bother God. He's still on your side. He still loves you.
That's right.
So what you do, you go to the Lord and you ask Him to forgive you. Is that right?
Yep.
So, you know, the devil, you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. And he starts ragging you. Is that right? So after about 3 weeks, I'm down on my knees and I'm, oh God, heal me, give me. Especially when Cheryl needed money to pay bills. Bam. I'm down there praying, you know, just, you know, praying, asking God to forgive me. And all of a sudden, Jesus said to me, He said, why are you letting this slave come into your presence, much less speak to you? I said, what? He said, why are you letting this slave come into your presence, talking about Satan, much less speak to you? He said, I wouldn't even let him come into my presence, much less speak to me. And now he went all over me. He said, you're a king. Why are you letting this slave? And all of a sudden, the anointing of Yul Brynner came on me and the king and I. You remember how he had that robe around him? And I got to walking around there. I had to shave my head so I'd be in. Amen. Yeah. Why are you letting that slave? Satan's a slave. He's a slave. He's a slave. He's a slave. You know that song, Amazing Grace? I've heard people talk about him, the guy that wrote that song. And, you know, he was a slave trader for a while, and then he became a slave. And he was a slave of this man. And this man had a slave woman that he lived with. And he went on he went somewhere to do something, and he left that guy underneath this woman that was a slave too. He was a slave to a slave. Well, that's what the world is. They're a slave to a slave. And if we keep going the way we're doing and thinking the way we do, we keep ourselves underneath that slave to a slave. Satan's a slave. You're a king. You're a priest. You're a holy, holy and righteous priesthood. That's who you are. Amen. Amen. God is on your side. God is for you. Amen. You're the master of your domain. You're the master of your domain. Keep your domain under the anointing of God. Keep it under His Word. Speak His Word. No matter what it looks like, keep speaking His Word. Speaking His Word. Speaking His Word. Speaking His Word. You understand that? You know, every time you take a pill, say, I'll never have to do this again. If you're on it, praise God, I'll never have to do this again. I'll never have to do this again. And you want me to tell you what? One day you'll never have to do that again. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Joshua 24:15 says, as for me and my house, I'll choose the Lord. We need to choose Jesus. Amen? We need to choose Jesus. We need to choose Jesus. John 14:21 says, keep my word and I will reveal myself to you. If you'll keep His word, He'll reveal Himself to you.
Hallelujah. Amen.
You want God to reveal Himself to you? Keep His word.
That's right.
He'll show you more and more. He'll show you more and more. He'll show you His covenant according to Psalms 25. He said, I'll show you my covenant. I'll show you my covenant. See, most Christians don't know the covenant. If they understood the covenant or knew the covenant, you're a child of God. You know why this boy right here is, his mom and daddy made a covenant between each. And you know how he got in on that covenant? By grace. He was born into it. Amen? See, we got to realize that's where we're at. We're in the covenant with God by grace. We were born into the covenant. So every covenant right in there belongs to me. Why? Because I'm a son of God. Son of God, Son of the King, Son of God. God Almighty is my very own Father. Jesus is my older brother. He's the firstborn. You cannot replace Him. Amen? He's the firstborn, but I'm down in that line somewhere. Amen? My Father, Jesus said, the love the Father has for me, He has for you. The same love that God has for Jesus, He has for you. Now you let that sink in. The same love that God has for Jesus, He has for me and you. And Jesus said, Father, glorify them with the glory that I had when I walked upon this earth. You've been glorified. You've been glorified. All the power in heaven and earth is behind that name, and that name belongs to me and you. Amen? Nothing can stand against that name. Nothing can stand against you. Anything tries to stand against the name of Jesus has the throne of God to deal with. Amen. He says to the glory of God, and that's His throne. Glory is everything that God is. You know, I've seen guys go to cast out devils, and they talk about how they back talk them and tell them all these other things. And I never had a devil back talk me. I've seen,
Not a smart thing for him to do.
No, he's dealing with the throne of God.
Right.
Amen. Amen. You understand that?
Hallelujah.
And I asked the Lord one day, and I'm getting ready to close now. I said, Lord, I speak to storms. I've seen storms. I've seen tornadoes just see them leave. You know, speak to them.
Hallelujah.
Me and Cheryl riding down the road one day down there in Jinx.
Yeah.
And you know, out there, you can see for miles. Out in Tulsa, you can see for miles. And we're riding down the road, and oh, it's dark black, and they're talking on the radio about tornadoes and stuff. And all of a sudden, there was two or three started forming over West Tulsa. You could see them up there forming. Two or three. There were seven all together, but it's either three or four or two or three of the first one. And Cheryl, all of a sudden, she said, shut your mouth and go back up in Jesus' name. Now, why she said shut your mouth, I have no idea. But those things went boop, boop, boop. It's going.
Hallelujah.
And then a few minutes later, four more started forming. And she said, shut your mouth and go back up in Jesus' name. Now, boop, 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 boop. And I asked the Lord, I said, you know, I speak to storms and stuff like that. and they react. Just like that. And I said, but people, healing for people, what's the difference? And he told me, he said, storms have no will. I can speak over dogs and cats. I'm talking about for healing, get them healed. Amen? But he said, people have a will. And if they don't let me, I can't do nothing for them. You should expect God to keep his word. See, it's not seeing. It's knowing that God will do what he says he'll do. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. You believe that?
Amen.
Amen. You know, there was an old boy, and I started telling that this morning. I think there was a couple of things I started, and I never did tell it. This old boy up there in Wisconsin that had a broke jaw. I started telling that. Did I finish that up this morning? I didn't think so. I was laying there thinking about that. He had a broke jaw. And I was talking about, you know, at the same time you get born again, healing comes. See, you've already had healing come to you. You understand that? But sometime we mess up and we need somebody to lay hands on us or what. But the thing is, it's already yours. So for you to look at it, say, Just like sin, how do we do sin? We refuse to do it. Somebody said, hey, let's go get drunk this afternoon. I said, no, I'm not going to go. Right? So if somebody says, oh, let's go get the flu this afternoon, say, no, I'm not going to go. You understand that? Let's go have a car wreck. No, I'm not going to go. You understand that? Yeah, no, I'm not going to do it. See? But you know what happens? We get a little... You know, I just don't feel good. I must be getting the... Huh? Y'all just go ahead and start that car up and forget about it. But anyhow, you know, I must be getting the flu. And you know what? You'll have the flu. So we do that, don't we? See, we need to, as soon as something like that even starts, not me. Ain't going to happen to me. Ain't going to happen to me. Amen?
Amen.
And sometime you'll have to speak for a little while. Amen? But you just keep speaking the word of God. Amen? Amen. Anyhow, what was I? Oh, I was telling you about that old boy. And he said, you mean that God would, you know, basically he couldn't hardly talk, but would heal his jaw if he got born again? I said, yeah. He came up with his wife and his friend and his friend's girlfriend. They all four came up to get born again. And they prayed the prayer of salvation. And I said, brother, now just go ahead and take your healing same time. And tears started running down his face. It's all down him. His jaw, pain left it. He was totally healed.
Hallelujah.
Amen. See, and we need to start teaching that. You get healed at the same time.
Amen. We need to preach the full gospel.
That's right. That's right. At the same time. At the same time, you get healed. Amen. That's good news, isn't it?
Amen.
But you're the master of your dominion. Isn't that good news?
Oh,
amen. And Jesus, look with me in Deuteronomy 30, and we're going to quit. Deuteronomy 30. Now, where is life and death? Whose tongue? Yes, for my life. Say that, for my life. Yeah, power of life and death is in my tongue. It's in my tongue. My life is not in your tongue. It's in my tongue. It's not in the pastor, what he speaks out over me. It's what I speak. Amen? Amen. And I don't care how many people will say this is foolishness or what. You can go with them people or you can go along with the Word of God and walk in victory.
Right.
It's up to you. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. There's only, you know, about 8% of the people that will walk in the fullness of the Word. Amen. It's not very many. You know, if all of y'all are walking in the fullness of the Word, there's still a ton of Christians out there that are not. Amen? And you don't go along with the crowd. If you went along with the crowd, you'd have crucified Jesus. Amen? We go, I tell you what, if you'd have went along with the crowd that seen him ascend and say, go to Jerusalem and tarry till you be endued with power from on high, if you'd have went along with the crowd, you'd have went home. Out of 500, 120. 380 went home and 120 went to the upper room. That's all. That's all. But we're not going to be like that, are we?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
No way.
In Deuteronomy 30:19 says, I call heaven and earth as witness today against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessings and cursing. Therefore choose life that both you and your descendants may live. God wants you to choose life.
That's right.
You know, me and Pastor was talking yesterday, or maybe it was today, but we was talking about, I've seen guys that have gone off into sin. And this right here says if you choose life, or whatever you choose, it'll be on you and your descendants.
Yeah, that's right.
And their kids start going to hell.
Yeah.
Kids. And I tell you, I've always thought, man, it's more to it than just me
that's
and
right.
Cheryl.
Amen.
It's more to it than just me and Cheryl. I'll tell you something else. The Bible says those things that are done in the dark are going to be brought to the light. That'll put the fear of God in you. I don't want everything brought to the light. Do you know what I mean?
That's the word, too.
Amen! That's the word, brother. But you know what I'm saying. Praise God. We need to walk in the Word. That's right. We walk in the light. I walk in the light. Praise God. Amen. And everybody that walks in the light will continue to be blessed and prosper. Amen. You're to prosper. You're to prosper. You're to prosper. You know, he said, let them shout for joy and be glad who favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continue. Let the Lord be magnified who has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You know, every morning you ought to get up and shout for joy and dance around and say, woo, I love my Father. He has pleasure in my prosperity.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You know, that's more of that word there for prosperity can also be thrive.
Yeah, that's right.
It's not just money, but that's part of it. But every area of your life. You ever seen anybody that's got a beautiful field, a garden out there, and has just beautiful and big old ripe, you know, tomatoes and all that? All just beautiful. You go, woo, boy, I'd like to. It's thriving. Well, that's what he says he'll do with you. He'll cause you to thrive, your children to thrive. And do good, and your
hallelujah
grandchildren to thrive and do good. And amen?
Hallelujah.
See, I'm not moved by what I see. I'm only moved by the Word in me.
Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You got to get that away. Amen? Don't worry. You don't have to go along with the group. Go along with God. Amen? Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. You know, if you'll think about it, the 12 spies that went over in the Canaan land, 10 of them came back and they said, there's giants in the land. We can't take it. They're too big. Giants. They'll kill us. Two men says, oh, we're well, Caleb especially, he said, oh, we're well able to take it. If God's for us, we'll take it. Do you know every one of them men got what they confessed out their mouth? The 10 died right then. They died right then. The other two, Caleb at 85, he says, I want that mountain. And Joshua said, there's giants up there. He said, I'm well able to take it. 85 years old. Amen?
What's
that? 45. Yes. Yeah, strong as I was. Strong as I was. That's right. Yeah. Amen? So you can have what you say. Put your dominion under God.
Glory.
You hear me? Put your dominion. Don't get mad at God. Put your dominion under God and see it change. See it change. See it change. Amen? Amen. But if you're expecting anything tonight, God will do it for you.
Hallelujah.
See, a lot of people come up wanting to try it, see what will happen. And they don't get, but they might get it, they might not.
Hallelujah.
I've seen, everybody I've ever seen that come up expecting it, you know, they'll tell you, you just touched me, or something. I've never seen one of them didn't get it instantly.
Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 God's on your side. Whatever your problem is, He loves you. You're His. That's good news, isn't it? Amen. 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 Well, you know, the Bible says, is there any sick or is anybody needing prayer, let them call for the elders. Elders are not supposed to call for you. You're supposed to call for the elders. That's your step of faith. See, that's one thing that we don't do. We don't get them to move into acts of faith. We have to get them to move into acts. It might be just a little bitty thing, but, you know, some sort of act of faith. Amen?
Amen.
And I'm going to be up here after we're through. If you need prayer, you come up and ask for it, and I'll pray for you, lay hands on you, whatever you need. Amen. But I want you to move on the word.
Amen.
All right?
That's
you understand that?
That's good.
Amen. It says, if any two of you agree as touching anything on earth, it'll be done by the Father which is in heaven. If you need a prayer of agreement, you come up. I had a woman come up one time, and she needed a prayer of agreement, she'd be healed. I prayed with her a prayer of agreement. She went back home. No, that was on Sunday morning. She came up and got her life right with God. Sunday night, she came for a prayer agreement. I prayed with her. She went on back. I didn't know what. I was just in agreement that God answered prayer. That's enough, isn't it? She's the one that talked to God about it. And come to find out what it was, her rectum was not attached to her brain, and she couldn't tell herself to go. I never heard of that in my life, to that. And she had been to John Hopkins Hospital. She'd down in North Carolina, and they told her that they could operate on her, but it'd be about a 75%, it'd be about a 25% chance that it would work. And a 75% chance that she'd die on the operating table. Well, she said, forget that. She came back. But you know, that woman was instantly healed.
Hallelujah.
Instantly healed. Instantly healed. And I seen her last year, and that's been 20 years, or 15 years, 18 years, and she's still healed right now to this day. Amen? Amen. God can do those things. But if you need prayer or anything like that, you come up, you need hands laid on you, whatever you need, praise God, and I'll help you. Well, I'll be right up here. All right? Is that all right with you, Pastor? That'll give you your...